Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Well, you also say you've been in ministry for over 30 years, and the only people who can't get free from spiritual oppression are those who won't admit that they can be spiritually oppressed. So unpack that a bit more. You touched on it, but I'd love for you to say a little more about it.
Well, to me, it's just the stronghold there is pride, and Jesus dealt with it all the time with the Pharisees, and they were so angry at him, and he kept saying to them, if you would just admit to me you're blind. It's at the end of John chapter 9. He heals this blind man. They get all upset at him, and he said, I came in this world that those who can't see might see. But those who are blind, they're just going to remain blind, you know. Those who say they see, they're going to remain blind. Well, he's talking about the Pharisees and their religious pride. And they said, are we blind also? And I feel like if we had a newer version, it might say bingo, you know. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And I think really what he's saying is, if you would admit your need, I could set you free. I could heal you and set you free. So what I've seen in ministry are the only people that can't get free are the people that simply will not admit that they need freedom. They need the Lord's touch in their life. That's the only people. If we'll just admit it, he's there ready to help set us free.
You know, humility is irresistible to Jesus, it seems. what I mean? He draws near to the humble heart. I'm thinking of that story. I want to say it's in Luke, and you'd know this. I'm just pulling it off the top of my head. But of that demoniac, that man that would cut himself, he couldn't be held chained. I think he was in a cave. And Jesus came and delivered him. And the people found him clothed and in his right mind. And then they asked Jesus to leave. Do you remember what story I'm talking about?
It is in Luke, and it's also in Mark chapter 5, and I share it in the book. That is a great story to me because this man was so bound, chains, I mean, he run around naked in the cemetery, and I even told the whole church when I preached on this, I said, you know, you guys, at least you got your clothes on, you know, today, so that's good. So this guy was so bound, and it says, but when he saw Jesus, he ran and worshiped him. And the point I make is that Satan does not have the power to stop you from coming to Jesus. I mean, what a great illustration. Here's a guy that's really in bondage to the enemy, and yet when he saw Jesus, he physically could go and worship Jesus. And that's why I want to let people know, and I really capitalize on that story in the book to say, listen, no matter what kind of bondage you're in, you can come to Jesus, and he can set you free.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.